James chapter 4. From where do come wars and fightings among you? Come they not from here, even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? But he gives more grace. Wherefore he says, Yahweh resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judges another? Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the next day. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the sovereign will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. End of chapter.